Again, you're listening to 91.7 FM, WHUS. I am Fran Storch, and you are about to hear Radio Naturopath. This is the call-in talk show about health and natural medicine. I am Fran Storch, ND, naturopathic physician, and this is my co-host, Ron Meniza.
Good morning, Dr. Fran.
If you'd like to participate in the conversation about natural medicine, you can call us at 860-486-9487. That's 860-486-9487. You can also email me at radionaturopath@gmail.com. If you'd like to listen to the show at another time, if you can't listen to the whole thing right now, it will be recorded and podcasted. You can go to @FranStorchND, and that will take you to your choice of Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also go to my website, FranStorchND.com, or to WHUS.org. We also are on iTunes, so how cool is that? All right, so it's a great day today, and I am so pleased to have a very special guest with me today, and her name is Sue Cody. She's a certified aromatherapist through Wisdom of the Earth, which is located in Sedona, Arizona. She successfully completed courses in aromatherapy 1 and 2. She's enrolled in the Coaches Training Institute. She's a certified birth doula and midwife assistant. She leads a homesteading lifestyle here in New England. She's an herbalist, a teacher. She's passionate about women's issues. She, and this is a special love of, that we share, which is we share a lot of loves, but this is a big one, that we both share a love for African dance. And she studied African dance with Abdoulaye Sila for over 20 years and taught creative movement in a lot of settings. She does Reiki. She's a slam poet. And she's a mom. Welcome so much to you, Sue. It's so great to have you here.
Welcome. Thank you. It's really an honor to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's so terrific. All right. So go ahead. Now I've got a whole bunch of oils in front of me, so you might as well tell me. Let's jump right into it. Aromatherapy. This is something you're very passionate about and very excited about. How did you get started in it?
Well, I've always been sensitive to chemicals. You know, as a child, we would, you know, stay in a hotel as a kid, and whatever side of my face was on the pillow sometimes would wake up with a rash. And luckily, I was born to a mother who was aware of it, and she used to use special detergents and special things to help me because I would break out from these chemicals. And as I got older, I started making my own products. So I started making my own salves and my own oils, and I started eating healthy and making choices. And about 4 or 5 years ago, I found Wisdom of the Earth essential oils, and they carry 262 oils. And I just resonated with all of them. I never had found a brand myself that I resonated with all of the oils, and I just feel like it's a really amazing product. So I went on to get certified in Aromatherapy 1 by John Odlum in West Hartford. And then last April, I flew to Sedona, Arizona, and got certified in Aromatherapy 2 with Barry, Audrey, and Cynthia, who own the company.
Nice. So Sedona is awesome.
Yeah,
it's so beautiful out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All those interesting red rocks and stuff. Yeah.
In the land of the vortexes.
In the land of the vortexes.
Or the vortex. Yes. Is there a plural to vortexes?
There is. You could say vortexes. You could say vortices.
Vortices.
Yes, because it's a Latin word. Yes, all those vortices. Yes, I know. And you're going to go into everybody's got. You know, you and I have a two and a half.
I won't go there. I was going to avoid it, but you jumped.
I went there.
You jumped.
The vortex in the house.
Yeah, you did. We have three.
Love it.
We have three vortexes in our house.
How
many vortexes do you have in your house?
I don't know. Maybe you'll have to come and check it out.
Well,
Okay. All right. We'll do that.
We'll explain later.
Yeah.
I just sent you to the vortex.
Okay.
Here.
Yeah, there's a vortex in this building. There are many vortexes in this building.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, so terrific aromatherapy.
I love learning. So that's awesome. I'm a lifelong learner. I mean, when you were reading those you know, certifications and things. I get passionate about something and I love to learn about it. And I just, so, yep, Ron, I'm ready. After the show, you can explain to me.
The vortex. Yes, we will do that. You're going to groan, but that's okay.
You are going to groan when you hear it. You're just going to go, oh my God, I can't believe I missed that. But
that's
okay.
All right. So tell me about these oils that I have in front of me.
Where to begin? I love them.
Wow, you have a lot. Look at all those.
I know. She gave me a lot of cool stuff to try. So, for example, first of all, you have a practice helping people with aromatherapy?
I do.
Okay,
so
what do you do with them?
So this is what kind of happened is I'm really passionate about the oils. And so people would start coming to me asking questions like, what can I do for the skin cancer? What can I do for a cough? Or they started asking questions. But there's, as you know, there's always so much more behind that, like the emotional journey that's behind that. So I actually went and I'm finishing up a life coaching program out of Boston. I'm in Boston 1 weekend a month, and I'll be starting my certification process so I can support them on their kind of mind journey and then their spiritual journey as well. I just want to back up for a moment and just say a few things about Wisdom of the Earth and why it resonates with me. One of the things that Wisdom of the Earth does that's a little bit different is there's no blends. So it's just a little bit different than some of the other companies. And Barry works so closely with the plants and so intimately, and he feels like they just told him, you know, the plants that he's working with and the ones that are coming through to him. They like this single essence of just being in the bottle and just getting to be themselves. You know, just getting to be exactly who they are. One of the things also about Wisdom of the Earth is everything is hand poured. So, wherever the plant was grown, it's steam distilled, usually on a farm. And some of these farms are ancient, you know, family farms and have been going on for generations. And it's either wild crafted or grown ethnically. We don't say organic, because some of these places, they don't even have organic standards. They don't even have an understanding, but they've been grown in a way that correlates to high frequency, organic, and those terms. Then the oils are shipped to Sedona, Arizona, where everything is hand poured in ceremony.
Oh.
And they're poured. And that was kind of why I wanted to take aromatherapy, too. I wanted to go down and connect more with the oils and the plants and see where they're poured and be able to explain to my clients and people that I work with exactly what's happening with them. So they're poured in a copper ring, and it just helps align their energy and keep their vibration super high. There's only about, don't quote me, about 3 people that pour for the company. Mm-hmm. And this is a big company with over 262 oils, and each one is really taken care of. Sometimes they'll pull one out and be like, no, this one's not ready to be poured today, you know, and really connect it to the plants. So that by time the oils arrive at with my client or me or wherever they're meant to be, that they've kept this super high frequency. In fact, everything, do you know about megahertz and like a frequency so that our bodies vibrate at a certain megahertz?
Right.
And so a healthy person is about 80 megahertz.
Oh.
And a sick person is about 70 megahertz. Someone who recently died is still probably vibrating around 40 megahertz, mm-hmm. just so that this is a frequency. And all of these oils vibrate at over 100 megahertz.
Wow.
So you ever have a friend come over for lunch and she's like, you know, super downer and, you know, she leaves and you feel depressed?
Uh-huh.
Well, the oils will never lower their vibration for you. So if they're coming in at 100 megahertz and they're super healthy and vibrant, so, you know, sometimes people take this head journey and they think, Which oil? And truthfully, all of these oils will uplift your mental and emotional state.
No kidding.
So if you're kind of choosing from your heart, which I actually encourage people to really try is you can put the oils in front of you and not look at their names, and just, and you can ask a question like, and I have some in front of Dr. Fran right now. I gave her a row, and so she's lining them up, and you can ask a question like, who here will support me to my highest frequency today, or who here wants to help me with my headache today? And of course there's, you know, tons of books on headaches and cancer and all of these things that correlates to the oils, but sometimes it's nice just to take a heart journey as well and check in. So did you want to try one today, Dr. Fran?
Yes. So tell me what I have. My back's kind of sore. I have this like sore spot that I woke up with today in my mid back or my lower back. So what should I do?
Well, I like to put my right hand on my heart.
Okay.
This is my own personal. And then I take my left hand and I kind of go over the oils, just kind of run my hand over the oils.
All right.
And then I ask, you know, your question might be, who here can support my back today?
Okay. Who here can support my back? And how's my hand going to know?
You might just feel more, and then once you're done, then kind of sit, and you might feel more drawn to one oil than another.
Okay. And you can going to support my back today? All right. My hand's a-moving. My hand's moving to the left. My hand's stopping right here.
Yeah.
I'm going to move it myself.
Yeah.
No, it's going back right here. Okay. So I'm just checking on this.
Yeah,
all right, I'm
going
to try to move it to the right.
This is a great visual if you're on the radio, by
all right,
the way.
And I'm going to get it stopping right here.
Blump.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So what's this? This would be white sage. So is that right? Let's do this. I move the white sage away. Yep. It would be the white sage. I wouldn't have thought that, but there you go. So my and when I was laying them out, I noticed the white sage because it's weird. Because when I think of sage, I think of clary sage. I think of plain old sage. Those words. I can imagine that if it's salvia, that it's that may be called white sage. But I don't know if I've seen those words put together that way. It caught my eye when I was setting them out. That's interesting.
And I actually have in front of me my Wisdom of the Earth book and reference guide, and it has all the oils. And so if you wanted, after you've kind of taken a heart journey, you can also take the head journey and, you know, read up on it. But I'm going to ask you right now to open the bottle.
Okay.
And I will read you some after, but I want you to stay in this heart space.
Oh, it's nice. You know, here's the thing. There's a few things going on. First of all, I tend to have I think in Ayurveda, I'm kind of between kapha and pitta. Mm. And this kind of weather and time takes me to kapha land. And okay, right. He's looking at me.
All right.
Very
I'm
good.
Looking at you
right.
And giving
so,
that question.
Okay. So in Ayurveda, you have three basic doshas. And this is really Ayurveda 101. But there's three basic doshas, kapha, pitta, and vata. And kapha, you tend toward dampness. Mm. Pitta, you tend towards fire. And vata, or in heat, and pitta, and vata is, that's Ron. He's all air, very airy. And I have virtually, I vata is not a thing for me so much. But I hang out in the pitta vata world, and pitta kapha world. And, you know, so I've definitely got some dampness going on with the weather that just happened. And I'm going to Florida this weekend, so the warmth is going to be really good for me. And I've been to Flag, and I've been to Prescott, and I've been to Sedona, and to Oakdale, or where. So, like, when you're talking about these herbs, I'm having a visual of my time in Sedona. I've had some very important times in Sedona. I have two very good friends that live. One of my dearest friends lives in Flagstaff, and I've been to Sedona with her, and I've been to Sedona with my other dearest friend, Lori. And so I'm getting a visual of that, and so I can see Arizona in front of me while I'm holding these. Mm. So it's a very strong connection. And so the thing, of course, about Sedona is, first of all, this sage can grow there. And second of all, it's warm and dry there, which I'm probably really needing right now.
Warm and dry for your back.
Yes.
Yeah,
and I'm
take
really
some
damp.
Of the moisture
and
out.
This is going to help me with that. Yes.
And sometimes even just sitting with them when you're kind of doing – coming in, like I sit with them each morning and meditate for like 15 to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And when we did aromatherapy too in Sedona, our teachers asked us to sit for 30 minutes each morning. And I would sit with an essence and just kind of maybe let that information, you know, come in and think, how can I make more of this? And so I do have a little bit of a write-up here. I just wanted to say, facilitates and helps clean the blood, mind, and spirit. Addresses hormonal issues.
Oh, I could use that.
Blood pressure, sore throats. Like you could spray it right into your throat.
Uh-huh.
So all of these oils, everyone in the whole line is medicinal and food grade.
Right.
Helps with fevers, antiviral, cleanser of spirit, mind, and body. A great smudge. I actually put it in a spritzer bottle with a little bit of witch hazel and a little bit of just water. And like we'll spray it around when I'm helping people in their home through the coaching. A lot of times I come in and do organization in people's homes. And sometimes I'll take the white sage and turn it into a spritzer and just, before we even start, just like uplift the energy of the room. And sometimes when you uplift the energy of a room, things start to fall away. You start to have new eyes to say, oh yeah, that's the, you know, bookcase that I never liked that's broken. It's like, okay, yep. You know, when you start to uplift, your eyes can change and you can start to see things.
Yeah. That's great. So,
yeah.
I should be smelling this, or what should I do?
I would put it on your back, even.
Just straight from the bottle.
Yep, straight from the bottle.
Okay.
We, since they're so high grade and they're so medicinal, and a lot of them are, you know, expensive, then we don't use carrier oils. It's really nice just to use it directly on your skin and just have your skin absorb it. There's no impurities with it. There's no. Some companies use chemical extractions and things like that, so you wouldn't want that residue on there. But yeah, and so here's a little safety that I always go into when working with the oils is if for any reason you ever get an essential oil in your eye or someone around you, and especially if you're using Wisdom of the Earth because they are so pure, you would assure the person you're safe. There's going to be no long-term damage, even though it could be painful. Once you've gotten cinnamon in your eye, you'll probably only do it once. And what you would do is you'd go and wash your hands thoroughly with soap and water, even while your eyes are shut. Go wash your hands with soap and water, and then you would put a food-grade oil on your hand and rub it on your eyes.
Oh.
You would never put water.
Okay, because the oil's going to carry away the,
yes,
the essential oil. I gotcha.
Yeah, so I like to say that for anyone working with essential oils, you know, right away to say that. It has happened. It's happened for people I worked with. And I'll even go beyond the eye to say any sensitive area where an essential oil may be hurting your skin. And I'll even go as far as to say when, and I didn't have you do this, when I'm working with something, sometimes I will test patch somebody if I think they have super sensitive skin.
Oh.
I might even put like some on two fingers and just put it maybe on their arm and just, you know, make sure they're not getting a reaction, especially children.
Sure.
Especially children. I wouldn't come right on if somebody has psoriasis and start dumping a bottle
right
on a 2-year-old or anyone. I mean, really under 13 especially.
Yeah.
You know, I would just – anybody really, any children, but especially do one drop on their skin, see how it is. And some are more sensitive than others. Some oils will react differently too. So it's good to work with somebody who knows about which oils are going to be skin sensitive. And some of them are called yang, which like you'd want to use more on the bottom of your feet, like cinnamon, thyme, you know, thyme, things like that.
Yeah, because they're pretty powerful. I love cinnamon.
Yeah.
Cinnamon is one of my favorite things.
Me too.
And I find lavender really calming. I have just, I use hand sanitizer in my office, and I use the EO brand lavender hand sanitizer. And I can't tell you how many times people walk into my office and say, it smells so good in here. And they don't say it like, oh, it smells nice. They walk in and they're like, you can see it's hitting them at a deep level.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to keep using that lavender.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell me about lavender.
Well, I actually have opened to this here because I just wanted to say, since we don't do any combining.
Right.
I was just going to read this, well, impressive list on lavender. There's lavandine, which is a cousin of lavender.
Uh-huh.
So we have a lavandine grosso, a lavandine super, a lavender Albanian, a lavender fine, a lavender Highland wildcrafted, another lavender Highland wildcrafted, another lavender Highland wildcrafted, lavender spike, lavender stoicus, and some are from Spain, some are from France. So when they're all in front of you, they're so different. The wild lavender and the Highland lavender versus the lavandine. I just did a wellness fair at Trinity College that they had for the students. And so I was available for 3 hours. I made copies of 100 flyers. I handed them out in the first hour.
Wow.
I had no idea how many students were going to come through. There was like a buzz around the table. Like it was just full the entire time. There would be 7 people at the table and like 5 people waiting. And
wow.
Yeah. And I had, I'm going to be doing one at Eastern in April as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I had bought lavender flowers. And I added lavender fine essential oil, and I put it in a big bowl on the table, and I kind of just like mixed it up.
Mm.
And then the students that came by would get a little bag, like a little muslin bag, and they could sit and they could fill it with lavender while I just talked to them about essential oils or whatever. It gave them something to do. So when they were done with the project, if they wanted, they could leave, and if they wanted, they could stay and ask more questions. Well, nobody left. Like they were just sitting there smelling the lavender, and I set up what's called a essential oil bar.
Yeah.
And it was just like a little bar with all the essential oils, and they could come by and they could just take any of them and try them. I did really safe ones like chamomile and things that, you know, you could put on, you know, pets and children and easily. And so the kids were just, they did not want to leave, and they were just so in love with the lavender. And all of them kept saying, oh, my God, I feel so relaxed. And I actually offered it to the students who are in this, you know, high-stress world. I offered it to them to before they go into an exam. Take
right.
your little muslin bag out. And
smell it.
Smell
sure.
it and hold it.
Yeah.
And so here's Lavender Fine saying, facilitates and helps childbirth pain, delivery, and postnatal blues, muscle spasms, cramps, strains, blood pressure balancer, varicose veins, uplifter, liver circulation, raises blood sugar, colds, bronchitis, asthma, a nervine, anti-inflammatory. A lot of people use them for, you know, headaches and migraines, wound healing. One of the Lavender Highlands is great for scars. And just, you know, in the heart world, too, it's like divine love, you know, just feeling love.
Right. And lavender in general is one that's used for to help people to feel safe. It's one that I've understood you can use for people who have a history of trauma.
Yeah, yeah. I like to take Epsom salts, sea salts, and if you have it, a little bit of like French clay, and drop the lavender oil in the salts. You wouldn't drop the oil into the hot water directly, it could actually burn your skin.
Okay.
So you'd want to mix it, even with a table salt. You know, you might not have these things, but if you have some Epsom salt, some sea salt, and mix it up, and then add that to your bath before you get in, and just like let that infuse into your skin and your body. It's really just therapeutic.
Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do you actually have a practice? You have people who come in to see you, and you assess them and help them with which essential oils will help them?
Definitely,
okay.
Definitely.
So how does that work?
So I work with individuals as well as groups and organizations. I'm actually working with one organization right now that's it's a group home, and
wow.
They're getting diffusers for every room.
Nice.
In the home, and each of the clients is I'm helping to design, you know, oils and things that work for each client, and then I'm coming in and doing staff training.
Great.
To make sure that the staff really knows how to use the oils, and some of the clients are, you know, have experiencing different things in their life, just like all of us are, and so it's helping me to research each person and sit down and think, what would work for this person? But on an individual level, so somebody would contact me through email, info@everydayharvest.com, and we would go from there. We would set up an appointment. I have a scheduling link that I can send them based on what their need is.
Mm-hmm.
I do like they could do a half-hour consultation with essential oils or with the coaching. And right now I'm using the oils with the coaching as well. So they might want some more coaching. And the coaching, it's really interesting. One of my teachers said, even bad coaching is amazing. Like, where do you get 30 minutes where someone is just really listening and super curious
yeah.
about what's going on for you.
Yeah.
I mean, and just fresh, you know, and also believes in the CTI coaching, we believe that all people are naturally creative, resourceful, and whole.
Uh-huh.
So it puts a different spin on the coaching. If I'm sitting with you and I believe that you're naturally creative, resourceful, and whole.
Sure.
Then I'm not going to say things like, oh, you should leave him or you should do this. Or I'm not going to tell you what to do because I really believe that you're naturally creative, resourceful, and whole. And so I want to, what I essentially am doing is getting people in a place of high resonance to make decisions from there.
Yeah.
So that they're really empowered
yeah.
making decisions. So there's kind of two avenues they could go. They can go just with the essential oils and I can do a 30-minute consultation, or they can head down the coaching route, which also
right.
incorporates the oils.
Yeah. That's one thing I like to do with people that in naturopathic medicine, we believe that the answers are within each person. And one of the kindest things you can do is listen to somebody. And before you can offer people suggestions as to what they should do, you find out what their resources are and who they are and you're basically getting them to tell you what would be good for them and reflecting it back to them. That's basically
yeah.
what you do.
Yeah.
That people don't realize that your gift is that you are helping people to uncover that they can't. They're in a place where they can't see their own resources and they can't see their own power. That it's already there,
yeah.
but they can't see it. And you're just opening them up a little bit and saying, okay, what about this? What about, look, did you know you can do this? You just told me you have this in your life. So why don't you go there? You know, and you just reflecting it back to them.
Yeah, definitely. And looking for the body won't lie. And
right.
so
yeah.
someone will be saying, I'm really excited about my promotion. It's like, wow, what's there? I'm not hearing that excitement.
Like, right?
Like, what's going on here? And so really, like, we look to the bodies for so much cues, you know, where
yeah.
people might say, you know, I'm like sad about this. Wow. You know, let's explore that. Let's go deeper and maybe uncover that sadness that maybe they can't access by themselves as well. And creating a container that can hold all of the emotions, all of the feelings, and not running from any of it.
Right. That's one of the things I have to tell people, too, that I'll have people come in saying, I'm anxious. What can I do for anxiety? And they want me to give them a pill for their anxiety.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, yes, I can help you to feel calmer, but what's that anxiety about? Really, the only way to deal with your anxiety is to walk through it, like to look at it and to be in it and let them know that it's okay that they have it. Because there's a lot of that, too. It's like, I have this feeling. I don't want to have the feeling. Make the feeling go away. You're human. You have feelings. It's okay.
Yeah. And sometimes when we don't walk through them, we'll spend an entire life avoiding them.
Yeah. Right.
Like our actions, we want to do something. And it's like, oh, no, a job change will cause too much anxiety. If you're running from anxiety, you're going to limit yourself in this world.
Yeah. Feelings are there to be felt. That's why they're feelings.
and the accountability piece as well. Everyone in the program has a life coach while you're also coaching other people.
Yeah.
And, you know, my life coach said to me, you know, what would you be so proud if you had done by the next time we talked? And I was like, my taxes.
Oh.
So it's not always feelings, you know, it doesn't always have to go there. And it's like, well, what's holding you back from your taxes? And it's like, well, I need help. Okay, well, what does help look like? Well, help looks like this. And, well, what's holding you back? Well, I need to text this person and ask her for help. Okay, well, are you going to do that? Yes. When are you going to do that? Today. How will I know you've done that? Okay, I'll send you an email and say, I'm getting help. And then, you know, the next time we talked on the phone, he's like, you know, how are the taxes? And, but also more importantly, asking clients, what did you learn from that homework? Because so often we are moving checklist to checklist. So maybe my homework was to paint the bathroom. And then what did you learn from that homework? I learned that I don't really want to paint the bathroom anymore. Instead of like, you didn't paint the bathroom, like another source of shame. And maybe I learned I didn't want to, or I learned I wanted my brother to do it, or like focusing on the learning piece so life doesn't become more checklist.
Yeah, right.
So.
Right. That's hard when our lives are very full, knowing which things to pay attention to and when it's okay to just, in spite of it being so full, when you need downtime, you need downtime.
Yeah.
And maybe maybe this is not a time in your life when everything's going to be perfect and everything's going to be neat and in its place.
Yeah. I learned to let go. You know,
right,
that was my bigger thing, learning to let go. We don't know what somebody's, you know, highest agenda is for them.
Right. Yeah.
We have this conversation often.
We do.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, got to let it go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I do a lot of classes.
Yeah.
I do a lot of classes. And that way people can kind of get a taste of what I do.
Yeah.
They can come out. They can meet me, you know, connect and just learn more about the oils and things.
So where's your next class?
My next class is at the Coventry Indoor Winter Farmers Market.
Very nice.
And that's this Sunday.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's cool.
At 1 o'clock. It's a free class.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing some free classes at the Coventry Market because I'm a vendor there.
Mm-hmm.
So the last class was like perfect. It was just amazing. People.
How nice.
So what time do you do that class?
So this class will be 1 p.m. to 1:40.
Very nice.
And as you enter the Coventry High School, you would walk in the front doors, and I'm like the second door on the left. I have like a space, and people can come in late. They can leave early. It's a little bit of a mix up. Last time my daughter helped me, and we did a raffle. We just like raffled off some herbal products, and I did food. Essential oils and food, and we had taste tests of like I had chocolates infused with lavender.
Oh yeah.
And then I had mint chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
You could do that again and I'd show up.
Right.
And handed out some recipes.
Yeah, and he would do the mint and I would do the lavender. Yeah.
And then this week will be essential oils and like body care and self-care. And I'm going to talk about making products at home and how people can make their own products. And last time I did like, you know, a half hour or 40 minutes of like me talking and explaining safety and going over some things around oils, and then answered some questions. And then, you know, I bring some things from my product line if people wanted to check it out or learn more. In fact, John Odlum and I, he's been my teacher out of West Hartford. We've created a essential oil of the month sample pack.
Oh, that's neat.
It is. January, we did a lot of seeds for like new beginnings, and we had white pine and carrot seed and cardamom seed in there. And just talked, and then we together wrote a write-up on like new beginnings and get your year off right and like that. And then February, we did the love pack, which was ginger, cinnamon was in there, Davana, and then we put a little free like sample gift. Like January's was chocolates. February was we did a rose bath salt, amazing, and we just finished the March one. And March is like spring awakening. So I have those at the market as well. When I do the classes, I bring those. We only make 12 packs together. It's small batch, you know, it's really handcrafted love. We make 12 packages. We each keep one and we each sell five.
Okay.
So they're just super limited edition. And then, once you've bought one from us, then you can get onto we have a closed Facebook group where you can just ask unlimited questions, connect with other people who are getting them. Sometimes John and I will post some videos. We got to get on that, post some more videos. People liked them. We got some good feedback from that. And just kind of share knowledge. And then so we're having a lot of fun with those as well.
That's great.
Yeah.
This is really interesting because I got all these oils in front of me and I tried to smell a couple. By the way, the wild carrot smells like carrots. How surprising. And I'm trying to see if I resonate with any of the others. Today, my body wants white sage.
Yeah.
And nothing else. Not even lavender. What's up with that?
Yeah.
It smells great in here, by the way.
Oh, good.
You
know,
yeah,
I know. It's kind of a weird thing on the radio, you know, because you really can't smell anything on the radio. But if you pull your radio closer, maybe you can smell it.
Right.
But it smells really interesting and great in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I white saged myself. This is making me feel, I want to go to Arizona now. I miss Stephanie and Lori.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And this is exactly what I mean, though, about kind of choosing a little bit from your heart too and picking them, because they're going to bring stuff up. They're going to bring up something that you need to know and that you need to do. And so sometimes when we're in our head, we're having this journey like, well, I know frankincense is great for skin cancer, but sometimes there's also a message there and maybe a different oil is speaking to you.
Well, I think What I'm going to do, as soon as I'm able, as soon as circumstances allow it, I'm going to go to Arizona and see Stephanie and Lori.
And this is how bringing the oils and the life coaching and then having the support, like, well, what comes up or why haven't you done that or what kind of support do you need around that? And it's like, no, that's already done. I'm going to move on now. Or maybe someone has something, well, I'm having trouble with this. And so they do bring up so much.
It's just really cool that you walked in here and you and I have been connecting more lately, which is super awesome and cool. And you bring in these oils and they're from Sedona, Arizona, which is it of all the places in the world that they're from. It's a place that I have a strong connection to. And there's two people I love who live right near there who are very important people to me. And it's really cool that this all came together like this.
I love that.
I know. It's really interesting. And so I'm going to have to, particularly Stephanie, because Stephanie lives in Flagstaff, and Flagstaff is pretty close. It's like less than an hour, I think, to Sedona.
Hour 15, yeah, something like that.
And then, and Prescott. Was Prescott's a little further? I can't remember.
It's probably about the same.
Yeah.
I think it's somewhere in the same distance.
Yeah. But. So so this company, Stephanie might be familiar with it. Maybe Lori, too. They'll be familiar with it.
Oh, yeah.
It's local.
They're pretty big down there.
Yeah.
They're pretty. I mean, when I was in the course, my friend Kirsten and I went out to dinner one night, and the waitress, like, was standing so close to us, and she just kept, like... she's like you just smell so great.
Right.
She was just like leaning in, and
you smell so great. It's like I said, it's not just, oh, that smells nice. It's like you can see the person resonating. There's something there. It's at a deeper level. It's a frequency that they're resonating with.
So are there different things that actually connect with different body chemistries? How's that work?
Say more about that.
Meaning that if you are a particular type of person, is there one aroma or fragrance which works better? You know, because sometimes, I guess where I'm going here is sometimes people who will make perfumes will say that this perfume will work good with you, but that one won't, or a cologne will work good with you, but that one won't because of your... I don't know, body chemistry?
Or your constitution.
Does that make any sense? Constitution?
Yeah, I mean, I think naturally people are going to be drawn to something more. And if you're drawn to one more, you're going to use it more. You know,
okay.
So I think like opening them, smelling them, sitting with them, it's so personal. It's like saying, you know, does polyester sweaters work better for certain? And I'm sure they do, you know, but really they're just, it's so much a personal journey.
Okay, so it's nothing like, well, this person's like really mellow and low key, and this fragrance would work best with them, or this.
I think what we're going to do is, except for the white sage, I'm going to carry all the oils over to you.
And there's actually some here too, if he wants to pick from his own pot.
Oh, look at
but
that!
But you bring him over. Yeah, let's have him. Let's have him pick. I love this. Oh, good.
Okay, so I just kind of open and take a sniff, huh?
Well, yeah, like kind of run your hand over them first and just see who's kind of calling to you first. And maybe if you have a question in your heart or mind, like how Dr. Fran had about her back, it could be, you know, what will bring me more.
Anything, anything that's going on with you right now. It could be emotional. It could be physical. It could be something that's going on in your life. It could be something that's going on in your body. Doesn't matter. Whatever you would like to focus on right now.
Yeah, and then just see if one,
see
just
if one
feel
resonates
like picking
with you
one up
more
than the other.
And yeah, if you have to smell them, that's okay too. Yeah, just however you want to resonate with them. So So getting into the little bit of nerdy, heady part. Yes, you have some. Okay, yes, go ahead. You have some more information.
I have a poem.
Yes, go ahead. Read the poem about aromatherapy. That's awesome.
So in when you finish aromatherapy one, you write a paper on one essence. And you go really deep with it. And then in aromatherapy two, you write a paper on the future of aromatherapy. And so I included this poem in with my paper, The Future of Aromatherapy, and it's called Aromatherapy.
Okay, that's a good name.
Okay, so it goes, Aromatherapy, I thank you each day. I feel appreciation for the gifts that are ever unfolding from your little bottles. I hold you in my hand, open the cap, smell again, breathe deep. Open my mind, drop into my heart. I hear you. I hear me. I'm quiet at last. I'm rooted in life, rooted in myself. Each bottle a gateway to a new world, a new plant, a new way. Each bottle a teacher bringing me closer to the life I desire. I open the bottle and your scent wafts out. Our energies mingle, dance together. I'm uplifted. Sometimes I shed a tear that was holding me back. Sometimes I see something I didn't want to look at. Sometimes I simply laugh out loud. Each one taking me to a higher place, a place in me. I call each diva my friend, my ally. I crave them, And when I hurt, I offer them to others in need. I thank you for teaching me about unconditional love, about my divinity, and about trust. Thank you.
By Sue Cody.
By Sue Cody.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
It's really beautiful.
And Ron, do you have one you're feeling more drawn to?
Yeah, I'm trying two more here. A couple more here just to check out.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Oh, that's just weird.
Sometimes
some of them are just weird. Like this is the carrot seed that just
smells like carrots.
It's weird.
So here's one
laugh.
On the carrot seed because actually, truth, sometimes we also can have a reaction to something we need.
Uh-huh.
And here's a little something on carrot seed that I brought with me is there's a famous eye doctor who made a eye routine using four essences to strengthen your eyes. And some of his patients actually did not need glasses after a while.
Wow.
And so the eye routine is fennel. And so you'd apply this around, what is this called? Like the kind
your temples.
Your temples, yeah. Kind of around to your cheek, under your eye, keeping them really away from your eye. You wouldn't bring anything close to your eye. But it's fennel, frankincense, carrot seed, and saffron.
Nice.
And you would just do that, like maybe one drop, around each eye every morning and until your eyes are feeling better. It increases circulation, and each one does really different things for your eyes.
Wow. That's pretty cool. I have a caller. So
you can wait. Guys, finish your thought. It's fine.
Would that be good if somebody's sitting in front of a computer screen all day long?
Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Good morning, WHUS.
Yeah, so it's really neat. I'm hoping he'll figure out an oil that works for him. Lavender is a big one that a lot of people are interested in, and it's one of the most common essential oils that we find.
And it's so accessible.
Yeah.
I mean, lavender is so accessible. Like rose, sometimes people are intimidated by the price of some of these, and that's kind of how you know that they're medicinal grade, that they're not like $5 in the store. They're usually more. So that's how you can tell if they're medicinal, usually based on the price.
Yeah. So,
Ron,
yeah. So did you find one?
Yeah. Okay. This is weird. It's called mugwort.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And there goes my phone again.
Yeah. Well, you can go ahead and take the phone call and we'll speculate and then we'll talk to you more about it. So
not everybody's always drawn to mugwort because mugwort can be major change.
So he's going through major change right now, which is really fascinating.
And can
he's
support.
Going through huge change.
Yeah.
And what mugwort is used for in Chinese medicine? It's moxa.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right. So I wonder if he went and got some needles, if somebody would want him to get moxa.
And see how where these things can lead you down these different paths that like Ron's getting moxa and you're heading to Arizona.
Yeah.
From
right.
opening one little bottle.
Yeah.
And how much change.
Yes. Tell us more about mugwort.
And so it does grow right here in Connecticut.
Yes.
In fact, I'm always pulling it out.
Artemisia vulgaris.
Yes, exactly. Let's see. It also talks about like what part of the plant is used, and that's always so important. Like for new beginnings, you might want to use like seeds and things like that. All the citruses are used for antidepressant, like the fruit and the juiciness. Right. So I always like to read what part of the plant is used, and this is the whole plant.
Uh-huh.
So that's always just kind of fascinates me. It helps with respiratory infections.
He's had sinuses for a long time.
Yeah, respiratory. Also infections spiritually, emotionally, and physically. Aids muscle spasm. And shaking leg syndrome.
Oh my God!
um, It will address emotional and spiritual spasms.
He can't sit still. I call him hummingbird. He has restless legs.
Thank you for calling, Jean.
I don't know if he thinks about himself as having restless legs. It's just that, like, if we're sitting in a bed together, I will sometimes have to put a pillow between us. Because you should hear what she's saying about the mugwort.
Okay, what I miss.
Mm. So it helps with upper and lower respiratory infections.
Okay.
Spiritually, emotionally, and physically aiding those infections. Aids muscle spasms on all levels.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, okay.
Shaking leg syndrome.
Oh, my God.
This diva is amazing and will address emotional and spiritual spasms where we go back and forth because we are fearful to move forward.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
It's also anti-parasite, muscle inflammation. It moves blocked energy on every level.
Okay, can he have some?
Wow. I think I need to get some. There's something intriguing about this. Have you smelled this?
Yeah, I think I did, and I wasn't as excited about it. So here's this is really interesting. Now, what did I say to you? I said the white sage, I was drawn to it. I'm really blown away by the whole Sedona thing and missing Lori and Stephanie.
Yeah.
And also Frances, who used to live there. But we're like a quartet, me and Lori and Stephanie and Frances. Anyway, so this took me to Arizona. This makes me feel like I want to go to Arizona and hang out with Steph and Lori. Frances lives in North Carolina, but she should come too. So that took me there. And this doesn't grow here. This is going to grow in the desert and probably could grow quite nicely in Sedona and Arizona. This grows here. He is a homebody. He's very rooted to home and earth. He self-defines as not liking to travel, even though once he gets to a place, he enjoys himself, but he really doesn't care to travel. He's very, why would I go somewhere when I could be here? I like it
nice
here.
It's nice here.
Yeah.
It's really nice here.
That's what he always says.
In like this gorgeous place. It's just beautiful out
here. And this grows here.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. So it takes him home. It resonates with who he is.
And this is where I love for people to pick their oils. I mean, I could come in and I can project all over the place. And that's where it's coming from, like you being responsible for your health and being, because like here's a piece where on my first paper that I did was on Grand Fir. That was the first oil that I had my like really moving experience. And Grand Fir is about becoming the grandest version of yourself.
Oh. Mm.
It was the first oil that I bought. And I carried it everywhere with me for like 6 months. It became like my blankie. So now as mugwort moving blocked energy.
All right. So you know what we'll do? We're going to explore this further. All right. I do have a caller that called in. Jean called from the food pantry and she said to say hi to Fran. And she's feeling very sad today because she got a trip that she was going to Mexico and her trip got canceled because of the snow. She couldn't get out of here. And then she went to go to yoga this morning to try to to make herself feel better. And there was a tree down and she couldn't get out of her road and she's trapped. So she wants to know if there's a good essential oil for feeling sad.
Well, will you pass me those oils for just a moment? Except your mugwort. You're going to hold on to your mugwort. Yeah. And is she available? Is she on the phone or is she...
She is not, but she is listening right now.
She is listening because I would love for her to pick a number. I would love for her to pick a number. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. 1 through 15. Is that something that she could do?
She would have to call back. That's okay. So let me grab the phone and perhaps you can call back. Why are you having her pick a number?
Because I put the oils out in front of me and I would love if she picked a number that was drawn to her and then I would tell her, which oil she picked. Just like that's what I do sometimes if I'm doing a coaching call and we're over the phone. Sometimes somebody will be in a deep state of meditation and I'll say, pick a number 1 through 80. And I'll have them. And every time it just seems to be a perfect match for what the person is going through. Because sometimes when I'm picking, I feel like I'm projecting on somebody. And you just,
right.
I couldn't have taken him down that mugwort journey of moving blocked energy when I, for picking for somebody like that. And
there's Jean. Okay, good.
So I love when people can pick their own oils and be connected.
Hi, Jean. So go ahead, pick a number between 1 and...
15.
15. 3. Okay, I'm going to hang up now, Jean. So, wait. So
yeah, stay on. Stay on.
Can I put you on the air while we do this? Okay, so hold on, Jean.
I love this. She picked pine.
Pine?
Pine.
I don't even like pine, the smell of pine.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but...
By the way, this is Jean Sear. She is the, are you the executive director? What is your title at the food?
Director, yes.
She's the director of the St. Francis of Assisi Food Pantry in Danielson. Did I say that right?
Yes. Friends of Assisi Food Pantry.
One of my favorite places to go, and we should talk.
We should. Definitely, we should.
Okay.
So, good morning, Jean.
Good morning.
It sounds like you had a tough morning.
Well, I did. There was other few little things that happened that I didn't want to complain about because I didn't want to sound like a whiner. But, you know, not going on the trip and then not doing yoga were the two big things.
In my coaching practice, when you said, I don't want to sound like a whiner, then I would say, sometimes I might say to someone, well, that sounds like saboteurs. Saboteurs are things that are in our mind that tell us not to do something or not to say something. And that's why I love in coaching that if someone needs the space to complain, they can have it.
right, which is awesome. And I'm not, you know, shy about complaining.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just I focus on those two big things because the other things
of
I have
course.
To let go.
Well, and so pine, I hear you saying, oh my gosh, I don't like pine. I'm going to even just read through for a second how many different ways pine comes with Wisdom of the Earth. There's a pine black, a pine Douglas, a pine ocean, a pine pinion, a pine pinion cone.
And there's a ponderosa pine.
Wow.
And they grow in Sedona.
So I do have
pine red, pine scotch, pine white.
And, I had no idea.
And you picked pine ponderosa.
Ponderosa.
Maybe you guys are going together to Arizona, right?
Ponderosa pines. Why do I love ponderosa pines? Here's my beautiful story about ponderosa pines. The first time I went to my friend Lori's house, I got out of the car and I looked around. I'm like, Lori, I wonder if she's baking. It smells so good here. I thought she was baking cookies. And I greeted her and I said, are you baking? She said, no. Why are you asking that? I said, because it smells like cookies. It smells like vanilla here. She said, oh, Fran, that's the pine trees.
No way.
And she told me you can go around to different ponderosa pines and they smell a little different, but they usually smell like strawberry, butterscotch, vanilla. They have that sweet... They have these sweet, or they don't smell like, you know, pine trees we have here. They smell like
right.
these beautiful, like sweet candy essential oils.
Okay.
I'm smelling it right now.
So we have to wrap up in a little bit. So let's just go another
okay.
minute.
Okay, so I do have an essential oil kit here. Can we pick out something from my kit so I can have it now? Diffuse it now, do you think?
Oh, like, something from you want to pick one that you have.
I just wonder, would I have... Because I'm only just learning about this. I use a few basic, and the rest of the kit I've kind of left alone because I do the thieves a lot because of the season of, you know, flus and stuff. But so I'm wondering, would I have ponderosa pine in my kit, or is that a little far-fetched?
No, you could have it. I'm just not sure which ones you have. I can also bring it Sunday or have it. And each companies are really different, so you'd have to definitely look that up. But I just want to read one thing here quick.
Okay.
It says, increases dreams and creative juices and a doorway to consciousness.
Huh.
It also helps skin infections, internal and external infections, and it's antiviral, antibacteria, and antiparasite.
Oh, really? Wow.
And it's the third, fourth, and fifth chakra.
Okay.
And this is from cones, so there could be some new beginnings for you thinking about using the cones.
Okay. So that part I'm going to jot down, and the rest of it is, you know, very actually helpful. So
And feel free to email me too at info@everydayharvest.com.
Info@everydayharvest.
Yeah, even if someone doesn't have anything that they think is important to say, they can even send me an email and say, hey, I listened today, or hey, anything. Like, I love to get emails. That's my business only email, and I light up when I get any emails through there.
So it's Ponderosa Pine that I'm looking for.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
exactly.
I'm definitely going to do that. Thank you so much, and I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for calling. Thank you for calling. And, Jean, you should email me, okay?
I definitely will. That's okay. On my list of things to do. Thank you.
All right. Take care, Jean. I hope you get south soon.
I will.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for calling, Jean. All right. And that was Jean Sear from the Friends of Assisi Food Pantry. And I have been so delighted to have Sue Cody here today. It's been so terrific to talk to you about aromatherapies. If you want to meet Sue, you can see her at the Coventry Farmers Market, which is at the Coventry High School. And that will be, she'll be there from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on this Sunday, March 18th. And she will be having a class there from 1 p.m. to 1:40 p.m. if you want to join in on that. She's got wonderful essential oils, and you can contact her through her website, which is everydayharvest.com. Thank you so much for being here today, Sue.
Great. Thank you so much, Dr. Fran. It was really a pleasure.
You bet. And you've been listening to Radio Naturopath here at 91.7 FM WHUS Doors. I am Fran Storch. If you'd like to listen to the show at another time, you can go to whus.org or listen at Fran Storch ND on Twitter or on Facebook. And we'll be back. I'll be back live in 2 weeks with more Radio Naturopath here on WHUS 91.7 FM.